broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always, steady as a rock. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great keys to restoration. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm telling you right now, I don't think there's a more hard-hitting talk show on the radio. Now you could say, Sam, come on. You know what? Michael Savage and Alex Jones and many others, they're much more hardcore than you are. I get it. I agree. But what's hard, ladies and gentlemen? A lot of intense, over-the-top, shock, jock, rhetoric. Is that hardcore? Or is it more hardcore to literally talk about the solutions in ways that are meaningful, ways that require change, ways that require repentance and a turn to God? Ways that require literal solutions every single day. I submit to you, that's much more hardcore radio. It's hard to change. It's hard to work together. It's hard to make it. Wow, things are hard, folks. All right, I bring all that up because this is Liberty Roundtable Live. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate and get involved in the solutions today. Syndicated by LibertyNewsRadio.com. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com for around-the-clock incredible talk show hosts. By the way, did I forget to mention this segment's brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door? To learn more, get a hold of Kurt. That's C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or smile and dial 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. Now, if you haven't heard, did you know that we added our Saturday broadcast to the mix? Liberty Roundtable Live, 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday. It's been for years. We've done 3 hours of radio in the past for a long time, but it's a two-hour-a-day talk show now, Monday through Friday. But did you know we added Saturdays live, too? So now it's 2 hours a day, Monday through Saturday. We will never be live on Sundays. The only way we'd be live on Sundays is if we took commercials completely out and if we talked about religious topics for 2 hours. I'm not saying that could never happen. But for now, I prefer to spend time with my family and take care of my church duties and keep the Sabbath day holy. That's, in my mind, this is what I'm talking about, a hardcore talk radio. How many talk show hosts literally talk about keeping the Sabbath day holy? Making it a special day, a day of remembrance, a day of honor, a day of appreciation, a day of worship, a day of delight, if you will. All right. How many talk show hosts are really willing to dig into topics like that in a meaningful way and require Americans to literally embrace the commandments of God and change, repent, make a difference? See, Christians talk about that, but they don't talk about the issues of the day like we do. We talk about issues of the day. We're a secular radio program. But we realize the solutions all lay in the ideas of God, family, and country and the protection of life, liberty, and property. All right. A recap of Saturday's show in that light. We had our guest on, Mr. Kevin Blake of Florida. He's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, Florida and Communications Director. Florida because he represents the state of Florida. Communications because he serves two capacities, if you will. That's the dedication of our people. CSPOA.org, Kevin Blake. We talked about, quote, a relationship reality check. We talked about relationships matter. Provide valuable solutions, and help to prevent mental instability. We talked about it all. We talked about a new study that shows there's no epidemic of school gun violence. Martin Berlitz writes that piece. You know what? We got high-profile stuff from the media dividing and conquering and making it out to be gargantuan when it's not. We talked about car crashes literally kill 40,000 people in the United States every year, according to Fox News. That's 40,000. We talked about Mike Pence suggests legal abortions in the United States might be ended in our time. Boy, do we pray Mike Pence is right. Oh, boy, do we pray for that. We talked about love will end abortion. We talked about Ohio clinics are literally aborting behind the backs of teen parents right now. Mainstream press news, folks. Did you hear me? Ohio clinics are aborting teenage girls behind parental backs. We talked about blacks comprise only 13% of the population of America, but account for 37% of all abortions. Looks like Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, the abortion mill, is the ultimate racist. How many daily abortions occur in the United States? Do you have any idea? Answer, 2,000 to 3,000. Why do I say 2,000 to 3,000? Because it varies on the day. And because it's tough getting statistics. The government can get statistics on whatever they want to, except for when they don't want to, right? And the bottom line, so when we, you know, talk about this Florida shooting, it's horrible. Don't misunderstand me. Every life matters. But when we talk about, what, 17 people died or whatever, and that same day, 2,000 to 3,000 of the most innocent among us literally murdered, and we don't talk about it, and most of it, when it comes to murders that day, not counting the 2,000 to 3,000 abortions, not counting the 17 lost in that horrible tragedy in Florida, how many blacks are killing blacks in the big cities in America today? Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, Tennessee, Memphis. I could go on and on and on. How many people died there needlessly over drugs and women and all kinds of... What a tragedy. We talked about consent in a digital age. They're talking about this digital app now where you basically get on there and then you consent. And then that way that app can hold up in a court of law that, hey, now she's accusing me of the Me Too movement, but she consented. Here's the app to prove it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're always searching for something, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. You don't need an app for consent. What you need is good, honest, moral people, men that respect the virtue of women. Women that understand they are daughters of God and are of infinite worth. Men and women who look at the sacred sexual relationship as something to be employed only in the husband-wife, one man, one woman, lawful marriage relationship. Realizing that there's procreative power there. Realizing that it must be used under God's laws. And when we do, there's blessings. When we don't, there's nothing but trouble. The sooner we look at that, the better off we'll be. See what I mean by hard-hitting talk radio? How many talk show hosts are going to point you to the solutions regarding the sexual problems in our society today? Everybody will talk about this and that and whatever and, you know, exploit and discredit people and argue back and forth about whose fault and which party and whatever else fault. I don't care whose fault it is. I know where the solutions lie, and we're going to point right to them. And we're going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, hey, abstinence until marriage, once married, only employed within that sacred, God-given, God-ordained relationship. That's where things are going to matter. We wouldn't even have the Me Too movement if we did that stuff, right? Let's talk about real cause and effect. That's hard-hitting talk radio, folks. Now, we talked about the disasters with abortions. We talked about the disasters of car crashes, right? But what about the fact that medical errors in hospitals are the third leading cause of death in the United States? 700 people per day, folks. This is massive. And they don't talk about malpractice in the medical profession. Or how about the psychotropic drugs killing people? How about the opioid epidemic, where literally people get hooked on drugs from a, quote, prescription, and then they get denied the prescriptions, so they just absolutely freak out and go find drugs somewhere. How tired are the, quote, legal and illegal drug markets? Right? You got the government literally participating in hooking millions of Americans on drugs. Then we run around and act like there's no problems. Trump announced that he would impose tariffs of 25% on steel, 10% on aluminum. We talked about how incredible that is. I wouldn't try to insert tariffs as high as Donald has. I would support tariffs because they are constitutional. But just like we can't crash the plane when things go wrong, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be very careful that we emergency land the plane as carefully and as cautious as we can. Donald talks about them in the right way. He says they're, quote, reciprocal taxes coming to zero out our trade deficit. He's right. And tariffs are good. They're the ways, one of the ways that the founding fathers intended constitutionally to pay for the proper role of limited government. That's all good. But I would literally not start so quickly and so in your face. I think Donald's using it as a bargaining chip. So that's good. And I support tariffs. I just don't support them so in your face so quickly. You got to be very careful not to crash the plane. If you create a trade war, it won't be helpful. But you can start out with small tariffs that amount to billions of dollars. And you can literally start to appropriately educate people around the world about not free trade, but fair trade practices based on the free market. They say the measures or the measures would help reduce the trade deficit. That's the gap between our exports and our imports. Yeah, we could also educate about how it would pay for the proper role of limited government, and we could lower taxes on the American people. Where's that part of the discussion? If we spent less, lowered taxes, and put very small tariffs at the border, it could make a tremendous dollar turnaround. Everybody says, Donald, where's the cash going to come from? Voila, that's where. Proof, they say, Democratic workers hacked our democracy. WND.com writes the piece. They say foreign actors infiltrated Congress, but FBI blasted for failing to file charges. There's no accountability. Anyway, the bottom line with that, ladies and gentlemen, is we don't even have a democracy. So it's impossible for our democracy to be hacked if we don't have one, right? But it is possible that criminal activity by high-level officials in the swamp are causing the problem. That's beyond doubt, but until we get accountability, it mattereth not. But when are we going to have high-level officials realize and acknowledge we don't have a democracy? We have a republic if you can keep it, wisely said the fathers. Hang tight in seconds, Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty on your radio. Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, back with us. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
All right, I'm sorry to be so long-winded at the start of the program sometimes. I got some questions, though, for you. I don't know, you heard we added a Saturday Live program, right?
I sure did.
So that means more news, more timely, you know, that kind of stuff. We're delighted about that. There's just so much to cover. We felt like we had to do it. There's more guests. There's several things we're going to be able to do with this. We're going to be able to have longer form discussions on things because sometimes we go from topic to topic and I feel like we need to vet them more. There's a lot of topics that I have in my news file that I keep that I want to discuss, but there's never a good enough long stretch to discuss it in detail. And this issue about mental illness and a lack of God family in our society, and a lack of community and connectiveness is really an important topic. We flesh that out in long-form fashion. We're doing more of that. One of the things, though, that we need to do is there's so much news, we just need more time. And I'm wondering, this is just a question for you, Lowell, and I'm sorry to take your time with this, but I really value your opinion. You know, we recap the previous show every morning. So today we recapped Saturday's show. Tomorrow we recap today's show, etc. And I do that because I believe the topics were so vital, so important that we cover, that it's kind of worth a recap. If somebody missed the show, they can get it. If somebody missed something that was said, they can remember what day it was on. It's just kind of a way to refer to things and highlight the news even more. But I'm wondering now if we ought to take the recaps to the Saturday show and recap the week, or if we ought to drop the recaps altogether and say, look, you can read the show notes on the web for the recaps. Don't need them. What's your opinion on it?
I like the recaps, the daily recaps, because a lot of people, you know, probably are not able to hear every show all the time, and so the recap helps them know what they missed and encourages them to continue to listen to the show on a daily basis so that they get the news. It only takes, 5 or 10 minutes, and I appreciate the summary that you provide during the recap, primarily because one day has passed since you provided the news in the first place, and therefore you have the benefit, the perspective of 24 hours. And so I've noticed that sometimes when you're talking about an issue, you'll have a particular bent or a particular position or a particular tone about that particular issue, but then during the recap, you sort of package it, you summarize it in a way that might be just a little bit better because you have the maturity of a perspective with you. It's on your side at that point. So I don't know. I really like the recaps. I like the daily recaps. I don't think I would change that. That's just my opinion.
All right. We started it out because eventually we thought if we put up a YouTube segment, we could just put up the recaps on YouTube and some of those kind of things. We also thought about it because if somebody doesn't have time to listen to the whole show, at least they get the recap. We also felt like if somebody heard the recap and it was a show they really wanted to dig into, they could go back in the archives and break it down further. And you're right. You know what? Sometimes when the news is breaking, we can recap. And when we do so a little bit later, we get a lot of information. Sometimes there's an update or a correction to the news that we're willing to lay out. A lot of folks won't retract or correct. We will if we're wrong. But we also can bring to it a little more knowledge and kind of an update on the fly as well. And it's a way to tie the shows together in a meaningful way. I thought it was valuable, but now I'm just wondering if people think I'm just too repetitive or whatever. What do you think, Kurt? Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. I don't know what to say, Sam. I mean, I do know that nobody's going to want to hear, especially me, overstate things too much. And
no, but your opinion's
problem,
valuable.
The
you
point
like
is that, well, the point is, you know, like I hear occasionally people say, man, I listen every day. And I say, well, I do too. The fact is nobody can listen every time except for those of us that are part of it.
By the way, I listen every time.
Yeah. So when it comes to repetition, if you will, you listen to the big boy programs, you know, I guess you'd call them the mainstream programs, you know. It seems like they're repeating themselves like every 5 minutes or so. So a little bit of repetition with a summary seems like a pretty small amount of repetition compared to what the big boys do. They'll take 3 hours and do 2 stories on the whole thing. And,
all right,
and
good
you
point.
Think, wow, there's not much there, it seems like.
That's a good point, Kurt. I mean, that's one of the reasons why lamestream media is such a waste of time, because they loop the same story, different reporters, different sites, but they loop the same story over and over and over again. You know, they know that most people are drive-by media consumers, and so they do that because, you know, most people don't listen forever. But I think it's a huge waste of time for them to loop the same story for 24 hours. But the fact that you're re-summarizing or recapping, just one time, the great stories that you brought forward the previous day, I think is good. Now, here's one other idea, I don't know how hard this is. If it's easy, I would suggest you do it. If it's hard, then we'll just have to to take it under advisement, but one thing that I really like about the committee meetings that are recorded, the audio recordings of committee meetings at the Utah Legislature, is that when anyone begins to speak about a topic, they make a note in the index for that topic, for that particular audio recording. And so if there were like 15 people that testified at the House Government Ops Operations Committee meeting, then there would be 15 ways to enter that audio recording or to begin playing back the audio recording. And I like that because then I can go right to the spot that I want to listen to. Like I want to listen to my rep, his testimony in that committee meeting. I can just point and click, and immediately I hear him talking about it. Now, so how does that apply to you? Well, it applies because I heard like two or three, well, almost everything I was interested in, but two or three things that I was particularly interested in the Saturday show. I did not catch the Saturday show. And so this morning, as you recapped it, I thought to myself, man, I just wish that I could just point and click at that particular topic and not have to listen to the whole show, but I could just click that particular topic and hear that particular person talk about that topic.
You know what? Your point's spot on. It's very hard to do. What I mean by that is it's not hard to do, but it's very hard to do when Sam runs the board and he does the talking and he gets the guests on and he takes the show notes and he puts up the show and it's very hard because we don't really have
Why,
the staff.
Why, Sam?
It's not hard
I
to
mean,
do.
I mean, it just seems like a guy like you with all your abilities would be able to do all of that.
Because you'd have to press a mark every time at the times and put a file marker in there or whatever, or put a timestamp where you could go back and reference. And you could literally mark that and put the timestamp in the show notes for the beginning of each topic and things. You could do some tremendous things with that. I mean, Lowell's spot on. It's just hard to do because I've got so many things that I'm working on, and we don't have the staff. If we had the staff, it would be incredibly easy to do, and it would be phenomenal. However, there is one thing we do that might be helpful, and that is this. We break the show down by hour, as you know. A lot of podcasts that are 2 or 3 hour shows, they give you a whole show, like 3 hours in one file. We don't do that on purpose because we break it up. So there's 2 hours, and you get each hour. Well, in the show notes, we label what was talked about in which hour. Furthermore, then, the show notes are all in order of the topics talked about. So right now, my notes say, guest Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty. And then we talk about the red light camera ban, which will be coming up in just a second. Anyway, the reason that I bring that up is because, not counting the recap, you know the recaps first, or any other breakdown topics that kind of surround the recap. And the reason we're talking about this now is because in the recap, I mentioned, hey, the Saturday show, we're going to be long-form programming, we're going to be doing a lot of these things. It goes with it, right? Well, the point that I'm after is that every show note list we have has a star before each topic, and all the topics are in order in which they were talked about. So I know that's not as good as a time marker, and I agree that it would be better to put a time marker. However, it does give you some idea, though. So, for example, you can say, hey, I can quickly go after the first break at 20 after, for example, after the commercials or whatever, and I can literally say, hey, most likely the recap goes till then. And if I start out and they're not starting a fresh topic, I can back up a little bit. But you got a pretty good starting point there. Anyway, and the other thing we try to do oftentimes is we try to end a topic. Sometimes we go over, but we try to end the topic and start out another topic or a new topic whenever the breaks are. And there's basically like 4 breaks an hour. So it's not a perfect breakdown, but it does help you get there quicker, even though it's not perfect. Lowell?
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely right, Sam. And in fact, I've consumed some of your shows that way, particularly when I've been gone for a week or two. I come back and I'll look at your podcast and I'll look at every show that you've done. I'll look at all the topics, and there might be several things in there that interest me, and so I'll do exactly that. I'll click on the show, and I'll drag the marker in maybe halfway if I think it's going to be picking up the topic I want in a halfway point, and away I go. So that
we can do better at it, though, and if we had the staff, we'd do it. You're absolutely right. Lowell Nelson with us, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. The first topic for today's show, red light camera ban. Lowell's got the breakdown in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right. The citizens are having an incredible effect. CampaignForLiberty.org. Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty, Utah, is with us. Red light cameras in Arizona, Lowell.
That's right, Sam. Good news from the state of Arizona there. They voted, the Arizona House last week voted, last month, 31 to 27. So very close vote, but they voted to ban these unconstitutional, these greed-inspired, these sheeple-fleecing devices that have been installed in many, many communities around the country, and particularly in Arizona over the past several years. These devices, Sam, they're owned by private companies. The biggest one, I think, is out of Australia, by the way. They're owned by a private company, and of course that company gets a cut of every traffic citation issued, which gives the company, the private company, a pretty strong incentive to issue these citations, these robocops, basically. And therefore, they will change the lights, they'll change the timing on the lights, the semaphores at the intersections, in such a way as to catch as many drivers as possible running red lights. If they can, turn the light red before the car goes through the intersection, they can take a picture of the car's license plate, send a bill, you know, a citation to the driver of that car, to the owner of that car, and what's happening is that it's actually proven, statistically proven, that it's that these intersections are more dangerous than other intersections. In other words, intersections with red light cameras are more dangerous. There are more accidents that are occurring in these intersections with red light cameras than with at intersections without them. So this is actually a good thing for the people of Arizona to have a ban. Now, it hasn't.
And, you know, I always think of the Declaration of Independence when they talk about their grievances and they say, you know what, the government eats out the substance of the people. Literally talking about this kind of, tic-tac, or whatever you want to call it, kind of creating criminals out of everybody. Idea where they just basically steal our money and enrich this government. You can say, well, Sam, the fine's not very big. Yeah, but when it happens day in and day out to millions and millions and millions and millions of Americans and turns into Americans and turns into billions of dollars, I always think of that Declaration of Independence phrase, lol.
Well, I do too. To harass our people, to eat out their substance.
Yeah, that's right.
And truly, it is a billion, it's over a $1 billion industry, Sam. If you add up all the citations that are issued by red light camera companies in 1 year's time, it amounts to over $1 billion that of substances being stolen basically by the government, taken away from the people. So this is an important development. Arizona House passed it, has yet to pass the Senate, or be considered by the Senate, but, you know, that's a good first step. Hopefully we got some momentum on our side. Not only did it pass the House, Sam, but it showed up on the Tucker Carlson Show, which is a national broadcast. Tucker is pretty popular.
Yeah, he's almost as popular as we are.
Yeah, among patriot communities, because, you know, he was always nice to Ron Paul.
That's right.
And tends to be nice. He gave Arizona Representative Travis Grantham a forum for him to. He was the sponsor of the bill to ban red light cameras, and so he got a chance to talk about it on the Tucker Carlson Show. So great development there.
And again, we don't even always have to agree with Tucker. The fact that he lets people have their own opinions and lets the American people decide how they feel about something, that's the key. Whether we agree or not is not the point, but this open idea in the media is what we strive for.
Absolutely. And I bring this up not only to applaud Arizona's House and Arizona's activists for bringing this to light, but for everybody. Because if you live in a state where red light cameras exist, and take courage. You can get them banned from your state just like Arizona did, and if they're not in your state yet, then make sure they don't show up, because it's a plague on the citizens to have red light cameras in their state.
And pray for the Arizona Senate, pray for the governor that they will get it done, and pray that other states follow suit for great ideas to reject this, in my opinion, immoral agenda, which is to enrich government at the expense of the people. It's criminal by nature, in my humble opinion, although I'm sure they wouldn't call it criminal activity. But in my opinion, it's absolutely immoral and wrong, to say the least. And we need to stand against it across the nation. Good for the Arizona-led House there. And good for their efforts. And good for Tucker Carlson highlighting that reality check.
Yes. Good on him. I appreciate his doing that. Sean Dowd, by the way, who has appeared on Liberty Roundtable a year or two ago, is the citizen activist who's been pushing against red light cameras in Arizona for several years now. And so my hat's off to Sean for championing that particular issue in the state of Arizona.
Amen. Shout out to Sean. You rock, brother. Keep it up, buddy. We need people like you everywhere. All right. There's a couple of other tidbits in the Campaign for Liberty News, Mill, we want to bring to your attention that are good news too, right, Lowell?
Just wanted to mention them in passing. I'll try to do a little bit more of this every month, but it's good news. Sometimes we like to hear good news. And here it is, Wyoming Campaign for Liberty, one of our next door neighbors here. They launched a bill to remove the tax, the state tax, on precious metals, just as Utah did in 2010 and 11. And, basically we use money, gold and silver coin now, as money in the state of Utah. There's no capital gains tax on gold and silver. And so Wyoming now, following suit, they did this the very same thing this year, and the bill passed the House 44-14. So that's a pretty good, 3-1 ratio. Members of the House, the bill was heard in a Senate committee last week and approved, and is now on the Senate floor on the second reading calendar of the Wyoming Senate. So, it's looking good. We hope to, in a week or two or three, be able to report its passage, and hopefully the governor of Wyoming will sign it. That would free the citizens of Wyoming a little bit more, allowing them to use gold and silver coin as money in the state of Wyoming. Very, nice development there. Medicaid expansion was killed in Idaho in last month of February. And also in the month of February, CONCON applications, these Article 5 applications, were killed, successfully killed, in the following states: Virginia, Idaho, Massachusetts, South Dakota, Washington, and Wyoming. So hats off to activists there in those states for killing these Article 5 convention applications.
Amen. And by the way, there's very few organizations that celebrate this good news like we do, Lowell. Most of the time you just don't even hear about it, huh?
Yeah, no one else would. You wouldn't hear this on lamestream media, that's for sure. They don't want people to know that, you know, that people like us, you and me, Sam, are having some success in these various states. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to highlight these a little bit. I'll be a little more diligent in trying to highlight these successes around the country in the future.
Amen, and thank you for that. Lowell just does a tremendous job behind the scenes digging. He's one of our star citizen reporters, just making a tremendous, tremendous difference in all that he does. I want to mention, in addition, though, there's a lot of articles being printed at campaignforliberty.org. There's a lot of information available at Ron Paul Institute. I'm just telling you, the amount of news is just incredible, and it's just hard to encapsulate it all and keep everybody abreast of it all, Lowell.
Yeah, plus the Ron Paul Liberty Report that airs every day. It's about a 20-minute video cast or podcast that right along with Ron Paul Institute and Campaign for Liberty. These are and right along with Liberty Roundtable. I mean, these are the media outlets that people can listen to get the real news and get a solid breakdown. It's not just drive-by media. I'd like to start of the show, Sam. You mentioned that you're discussing some of these issues more deeply. And, you know, people love that. People who are very interested, keenly interested in these issues, they love the detailed analysis that you provide. And, you know, I know that Ron Paul does that on his Liberty Report. And so, yeah, it's just a good thing. And many of the articles posted on Ron Paul Institute.
I jokingly call myself a one-man think tank just because, hey, a lot of times our analysis and breakdown is more detailed, more logical, more organized, more constitutional than almost some of the big think tanks bringing in tons of bucks. Sometimes just a one-man think tank or a two-man think tank, we break it down in meaningful ways without all the money spent. And it's kind of interesting. We jokingly say that because we don't really think we're the rocket scientists or that we've come up with novel new ideas. But we do break it down like no other, and we do take the Constitution seriously, and we do believe in the original intent of the Founding Fathers. Speaking of that, they got a resolution that people ought to know about, Lowell.
This is an encouraging development, Sam. Finally, we have been talking about the Saudi-led genocide of the Yemeni people now for how many months? And finally, we got two or three really encouraging developments. Number one, there's this resolution that's being introduced, Utah Senator Mike Lee, along with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, along with Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, announced that they would introduce a resolution soon to end the United States' unconstitutional and unauthorized participation in the Saudi-led war, which I call a genocide, in Yemen. And because it is a privileged resolution, Sam, they can and will force a floor vote on it in about another week.
Amen. Hang tight. We'll keep you up to speed in seconds. Lowell Nelson on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
We're talking about a resolution put in place to end U.S.-led Saudi genocide of the Yemeni people. Is that how you say it, Lowell?
I think so, Yemeni people.
All right, the Yemeni people. This is incredible. In the days following 9/11... Congress passed into law a 60-word sentence that set the stage for perpetual war, Lowell.
This is incredible to me, Sam, but 2001 Authorization for Use of Military Force, it's abbreviated AUMF, it really contains no time limit, Sam, no geographic constraints, no exit strategy. It effectively has become a blank check for any president at any time to wage war without congressional consent or oversight.
By the way, this is criminal activity that literally violates the Constitution at every step, sir.
It truly is, and this will blow you away. This 2001 Authorization for Use of Military Force, Sam, has been cited as the statutory authority for unclassified military or related actions at least 41 times now in 18 countries. Think of that, Sam. 41 times in 18 countries, all three presidents, Bush, Obama, and now Trump have used the AUMF to justify their military action abroad without any congressional consent, without any oversight, Sam. This is a travesty.
When you say without any oversight, you also mean without the media even pointing anything out either. The media seems complicit in this, and the American people don't really even realize what's happening. They're too busy hearing about 17 people that died, which is tragic, as they try to steal our guns. Hey, let's disarm the people that didn't do it, kind of an idea. While at the same time, they're ignoring the abortions that take place on a regular basis. They're ignoring so many different things in America, including our, in my opinion, world's cops provocateur agenda overseas. I mentioned that we arm, train, and fund the enemies. This is no different.
You're exactly right, Sam. The United States really has just increasingly escalated its involvement in Yemen, in spite of the fact, Sam, that Congress has never debated, never voted on whether U.S. intervention is justified. We talked about this several weeks ago, Sam, where the United States is actually helping to refuel the planes, the Saudi fighter planes, in midair on their way to bomb the country of Yemen. And and yet Congress has never given their approval for the United States to be doing this. It truly is an egregious violation of the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States.
And this highlights another senseless mass killing that nobody even heard about, Lowell.
That's right, Sam. And this women and dead, Sam, found dead among 25. This is another, like you said, senseless mass killing that you're never going to hear about on the mainstream media. 25 people were slaughtered in yet another mass killing. The airstrike took place in the settlement of Dara Aloni, close to the Al-Shafir region. I'm not saying that right, probably. And more than half, and this is in Syria, basically, more than half of those killed, Sam, were women and children, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. But you're not going to see these murders, news about these murders, broadcast on the lamestream media, nor will they be discussed by social media the very same way that, you know, the Parkland shooting, the Parkland, Florida shootings have been broadcast on lamestream media and discussed at length on social media. Why won't you hear them? Because, well, the U.S. military, you get the pass, Sam. Apparently it's legal for the U.S. military to murder people, but it's not okay for a Mr. Cruz to do so.
And I say it's wrong for both of them, ladies and gentlemen. We ought to highlight both of them and tell you how wrong it is. And then most importantly, we ought to point out a solution, which is to follow the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, in our own personal lives and in government to follow the supreme law of the land, sir.
Absolutely right, Sam. No question about it. This, you know, collateral damage is what they call it. You know, the military talks about collateral damage, but there wouldn't be any if the U.S. would just get, just retract, you know, come home, quit trying to police the world, quit trying to bomb everybody. Millions and millions of deaths, Sam, because of U.S. foreign policy, U.S. interventionism abroad. All of it could be, could have been saved had we not adopted, embraced this horrific U.S. foreign policy. And so I'm always asking these senatorial candidates, you know, what is your foreign policy? I've interviewed Larry Myers. I've interviewed Tim Jimenez. And I hope to interview Mitt Romney and any other senatorial candidate who is running for the Senate seat in Utah, because I think foreign policy is such an important question that we need to have our senatorial candidates on the record when it comes to the taking of life by legal fiat.
Amen to that. Let's follow the Constitution. If we had honest money, ladies and gentlemen, if we shut down the Federal Reserve, we would chain them down with the Constitution to where they couldn't even commit these atrocities, because there wouldn't be funding for it in the first place. That's where it all starts, with honest money and then good American people using the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers. Quickly, before the end of the hour, I want to move to a Utah legislative update from Lowell.
Excellent. This time, Sam, I'm going to talk about good news about a good bill, good news about a bad bill, bad news about a good bill, and then finally, bad news about a bad bill.
Yeah, say that four times real fast. Go ahead, sir.
First up is the good bill, HB 181. It's the Home Consumption and Homemade Food Act, sponsored by our friend Mark Roberts from the south end of Utah County. Good news on this bill. Basically, this is a good bill because it legalizes the sale of homemade food, provided that the producers simply inform the consumers that the food may not be resold, has not been inspected by the government, blah, blah, blah. A little too much regulation there, but it's certainly a step forward, because prior to now, you can't sell homemade food. There's a law against me making a batch of cookies and selling them on the street, Sam. And this bill rectifies that situation. You know, food is commonly shared among neighbors and friends with no public health outbreaks of any kind. The mere exchange of money does not justify the oppressive regulation. So this bill helps free up the market. It helps micro-entrepreneurs such as your sons and your daughters, these 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds, whatever, selling homemade lemonade out on the street. I mean, why not encourage that, Sam? That's a great development. This bill was approved by both houses of the Utah legislature and now awaits the governor's signature. Again, this is good news about a good bill. Next up, we have good news about a bad bill. This is HB 193, the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact Bill. That puppy went nowhere this session, thankfully. Stalled in the House Government Operations Committee, and I'm happy to see it die right there. Did not want to see it even see the light of day. And it did not. So there you go. Good news about a bad bill. Now, let's talk about bad news about a good bill. This is HB 284, the criminal procedure amendment that would have established the precedent that a judge would provide to the jury instructions about the jury's power to find a defendant not guilty when the guilty verdict would be manifestly unjust. So basically, fully informed juries act, ladies and gentlemen, and unfortunately, this bill suffered a defeat in the House by a narrow vote, 30-39. So I'm going to recommend that the Utah Grassroots Organization include this bill in its annual Liberty Index report for lawmakers. I am totally surprised, Sam. There were several legislators who voted against this bill. LeVar Christensen, Brad Daw, Corey Malloy. What? Mike McKell, Lee Perry? Three of these are from Utah County. I would have expected these legislators to have voted for fully informed juries, but nope. Anyway, that's the bad news about a good bill. And finally, Sam, bad news about a bad bill. This is HCR 2, which is a concurrent resolution encouraging Congress to propose an amendment to the Constitution of the United States, and this amendment would provide for the executive authority of the state to fill a vacancy in the U.S. House. Why is this bad? Well, because the House is the people's house. It's not the state's house, and the governor has no authority to be appointing a replacement to fill a vacancy. That simply undermines the separation of powers that were so eloquently outlined in the U.S. Constitution. So today, the short-sighted office holders have endeavored to destroy what I believe is a very important separation of powers. And unfortunately, if this, well, this will be a call upon Congress to amend the Constitution. I hope it fails. But James Madison said it right when he said the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, in the same hands, whether of one, a few, or many, or whether hereditary, self-appointed, or elective, may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny. He said that in Federalist Number 47. James Madison did. And so our founders went to great lengths to divide and to subdivide authority among the various stakeholders in the political process. We should not be asking Congress to put in the hands of the executive of the state, the governor of the state, the power, the authority to appoint people to fill a vacancy in the U.S. House. That is the prerogative of the people, not the governor, Sam.
And the problem is they've allowed that to happen with the Senate, and that wasn't the prerogative of the people based on a check and balance. It was the prerogative of the state legislated elected officials to do that. But they broke that now with what, the 17th Amendment? We got to change that back to the way it was, replete with its checks and balances. We need to understand this republic, ladies and gentlemen. We do not have a democracy. We got to understand it. We got to insist on the checks and balances. If we want to make America great, we got to do it by making America moral and following the blueprint for liberty, Lowell.
Absolutely right, Sam. Thank you, Sam and Kurt, for your efforts to make Liberty Roundtable available to so many wonderful people around, across the country. You do great work. I'm pleased to be a part of it, a small part of it, and just keep up the good work, brothers.
He's a bigger part than he knows, isn't he, Kurt? I mean, the guy brings so many topics to the table, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we wish we could clone him. You know, that's why we bring him to you, ladies and gentlemen, just so that you could take hope from what Lowell does, and maybe you just go out and do the same thing where you are.
And this highlights the beauty of the roundtable, though. Kurt gathers news, I gather news, Lowell gathers news, Richard Mack gathers news, we all do. And we all have a fresh perspective on the things that we highlight and the things that we want to kind of break down and put in a constitutional perspective or a perspective of God, family, country, protecting of life, liberty, and property. It's just tremendous. I look at the topics Lowell brings, and I care about every one of them. I just don't have enough hands and eyes and arms and brain power to focus on all of it. I'm so grateful for the topics he brings to the table because they're critical. Think about the updates you got this hour, ladies and gentlemen. It's all Lowell's work. I just do my best to kind of help him roll out the topics, Lowell.
Well, and every person can make a difference. I believe that a campaign for liberty should be a way of life. If all you have is 15 minutes, great. Do something in the cause of liberty. If you have 1 hour a week, great. Do something for the cause of liberty. Whether it's calling your congressman, talking to a city councilman, or lobbying for a bill, I don't care what it is, or teaching your family the importance of the Constitution, following the Declaration of Independence, raising your children righteously. I mean, all of these help. These are blows that are, you strike for the cause of liberty. That's what we need.
More. Amen to that. Even 5 minutes a day over time adds up to a lot of time, ladies and gentlemen, on the sacred, holy cause of liberty. Lowell, thank you, sir, and Godspeed.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
We need your financial support to keep it up, ladies and gentlemen, and help us grow. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. For Lowell, Kurt, and Sam, we declare we the people. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Are you going to help? We declare this nation shall endure.